Daniel appeals to another authority. Daniel then appealed to Melzar, the officer in special charge of the Hebrew youth. He asked that the matter be tested by a 10-day trial, the Hebrew youth being supplied with simple food, while their companions ate the king's dainties. Melzar, though fearful, consented. At the end of 10 days, the result was the opposite of the prince's fears. Their countenances appeared fairer and fatter in flesh than all the children which did eat the portion of the king's meat. As a result, Daniel and his associates were permitted their simple diet during their entire course of training. For 3 years the Hebrew youth studied, depending constantly on God's power. It was not pride or ambition that had brought them to the king's court, they were captives in a strange land. Separated from home, they sought to acquit themselves creditably, for the honor of their downtrodden people and for the glory of him whose servants they were. The Lord regarded with approval their purity of motive, and he gave them knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom, and Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. The promise was fulfilled, "Them that honor me I will honor." While receiving instruction from man in the duties of court life, Daniel was being taught by God to read the mysteries of the future and to record for coming generations, through figures and symbols, events covering history till the close of time.